Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. And today we're going to begin a study in some of the parables of Jesus. We know that Jesus used parables as a very strong teaching method. And in Matthew, Mark and Luke, we have a number of these stories that Jesus told, but really having very much in mind a hidden meaning that would be revealed to those who had ears to hear, those who really did want to take on board what Jesus was about. And so the parables, yes, they were nice stories in themselves, but it was really the purpose behind it that was very, very important. Today we're going to look at a parable about the wise and foolish builders. Now some of these parables you do find in other Gospels, not just in Luke, and you would find this parable in Matthew as well. But what's the point of it? Well, of course, Jesus is clearly talking about people who build and build well, and people who build and build foolishly, and it's all going to collapse and be a waste of time. He introduces the parable by saying, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?" In other words, Jesus is saying, whatever you say, however nice it sounds, and however acceptable and apparently appreciative, actually, it's not worth anything unless there's obedience. If you're doing what I say, that's going to make the difference. And he goes on to say, everyone who comes to me and hears my words and put them into practice, well, they're like someone building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. This takes time and effort. You don't dig down deep without probably a lot of sweat and a lot of tiredness and effort and time it all takes, but you're building on a rock. You want to dig down until you hit a solid foundation. And Jesus says, when a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. And we know that some places will require deeper foundations than others. But the result of a good foundation is that when floods and storms come, the house will stand firm. And Jesus says, the one who hears my words and doesn't put them into practice, well, they're like a person building their house on the ground without a foundation. And he says, the moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. One of the things about something being hit without a foundation is that the devastation, the destruction, is massive. It's not just a little bit. The whole lot goes when the foundation is proved to be inadequate or not even there. What is the foundation that Jesus is talking about? It's the foundation of hearing his teaching and then seeking to put it into practice, taking practical steps to do what you've been taught. And one of the things that's also very clear in this is it means really hearing. You know, sometimes people say they've heard something and they run off, and when it comes to it, they've forgotten. They haven't really heard at all. Jesus is looking for an attentiveness to grasp his word and then to put it into practice. We're going to pause there and have some worship, after which my good friend Patrick will join me, just to explore a little more this parable of the wise and foolish builders in Luke's Gospel, chapter 6.
God, who lived as man to fulfill God's
listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at this passage from Luke chapter 6, verses 46 to 49, the parable of the wise and foolish builders. Richard, let's just look generally at parables to begin with. Jesus is very much known for giving his teaching in these parables, these stories that had some relation to the people at the time. Why did he teach in that way?
Well, I think we have to remember that in those days they didn't have anywhere near the technology, materials to assimilate truth. And one of the ways that people would really remember something, if it came to them in a story form, and therefore stories would be recounted, recalled, they would just stick in people's memory. And so obviously Jesus was believing that if the story remained in someone's mind, that they might also ponder deeper what it meant.
So we have this story then, this parable of the wise and the foolish builders. What is the foundation that he's talking about here, this foundation that can either be deep and strong or else very flimsy?
Well, I believe the foundation is really a mixture of Jesus himself and his word. And therefore we are required as people to be reliant, be totally based upon Jesus as a living person, but we know what Jesus requires by knowing his word. So it's the person of Jesus and the words of Jesus, they're the foundation.
You said quite rightly that it takes time to build a foundation. If you're building a house, it takes time and hard work to put that foundation in. Is the implication then that it takes time to learn how to obey Jesus?
I think it takes time to learn to understand what Jesus is requiring of us. I think once we've really grasped what he requires of us, then to obey him, it should be a relatively straightforward step. It's a matter of choice. But it is important to know what you're doing. Obedience is very much a sense of God has spoken, this is what he wants, now I'll do it.
I suppose one of the ways in which many of us will hear what God wants to say to us would be, you know, Sunday by Sunday in teaching that we receive. Isn't one of the issues that actually we don't always apply what we hear?
I think that's a very important issue, and we have to look at ways that we can encourage people to do something about it. For example, if the sermon is simply saying, well, this is what God's word says, and there's no application, no challenge at the end, well, that doesn't help people. I'm not saying that you just challenge for the sake of it, but it's good to say, well, look, I've shared the word of God. Here are some steps that you can take. Are you willing to take those steps? Then you can get somewhere.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.